how we can approach illness.
Sure. I think the best thing to do is to maybe take a look at the most widely used health procedures in the world. And that's the medical profession, and I want to look at that a little bit, and then I want to do that for purposes of contrasting what we're doing. It will put a useful perspective here. The medical profession goes through some elaborate things. Some impressive healing techniques, some diagnostic techniques, some surgical techniques, and so on. And they have some very impressive people that have done a great deal of study, which is, in many cases, far beyond me, I can tell you for sure. The paradigm, however, is one that looks at the physical body as a, and I'm simplifying here to make a larger point, as a bag of chemicals, bones and chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the doctor tends to look at you and say, well, we'll do a blood test, we'll do a urine test, we'll do this, that, and the other thing. And they tell you about your chemistry, and they'll use a drug or a surgical procedure, but they're looking to correct that bag of bones and chemicals. And by contrast, what EFT does is it goes right by that and goes into other doors. We look at the body instead as a energy configuration with subtle energies coursing through it. This has been known for decades, millenniums.
Right.
And Einstein, at least in the Western area, told us that everything is energy, including our bodies, back in the 1920s. Astonishingly, the medical professions and the Western psychotherapy professions have ignored that. I mean, it's stunning that they would ignore that, but that's what they've done. And since we tend to address that, we're getting results that sometimes your jaw will drop, because some of the doctors, we talk to about this and have watched this, they have no way to explain it using the medical paradigm. The other area that the medical profession has tended to ignore is the emotional cause of disease. And, I mean, to me it's rather obvious. It's obvious even intuitively, if you'll think about it. Most of us have been scared and had the adrenaline run. That's simply a thought, and all of a sudden there's a big chemical change in the body instantly.
Right.
The body changes with great regularity depending on your emotions, whether they be loving emotions or hateful emotions or whatever. I mean, one of the most obvious ones would be when one is embarrassed, does not one's face flush?
Right.
When one is having sexual arousal, or not, their body changes,
Mm-hmm.
And so we're finding by addressing the individual that may have a physical ailment from an emotional point of view, if we clear the emotional point of view, all kinds of things tend to happen physically. Symptoms just tend to subside. Anyway, that's perspective, so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get that out before we start.
Good, good. And it seems like the emotions trigger energy changes. The energy changes affect the body, and then it can contribute to whatever the predisposition is in the body, or
sure.
predisposition is in the family. And I think, as you're saying, since so many doctors and so many people have ignored that part of us, it's really fallen short. I mean, we could be doing a lot more for millions more people by addressing the guilts, the fears, the angers, the hurts from years ago.
Sure, but let me give some kudos to the medical profession.
Yes.
Here. It's not that they've they've necessarily ignored it. I guess that's the way to say it. However, I don't want to point the finger of blame there, because until recently, until we've had these tapping techniques that really gets into and it literally resolves what psychotherapy has not been able to do for decades, since it actually resolves it now we can show these results. But, prior to recent times here, there wasn't much help in the way of emotional
mm-hmm.
issues. So where would the doctors go, even if they wanted to address that? There really wasn't a tool for it. Now there
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is.
A wonderful tool. And tell me how you explain it to skeptical people. Like that, I think some of our listeners would love to hear, how would you approach a doctor and say, we have this new technique and here's what we found, and what would you say to some people, nurses, doctors, psychiatrists, who aren't interested in working with the energy of the body?
Well, we have a number of them now coming to our workshops, and
yes.
they have great interest, although it's a small percentage. when I've spoken with doctors in the past, you know, on this, I would say to them something like, well, I don't really know why this works. I'd like to have you tell me. And that way I'm not, you know, giving our theories and trying to push them down their throat, so to speak. And so, mm-hmm. and so they'll watch it and they'll have, you know, they're sort of amazed. They yeah. don't really know how to explain it. But that's about as far as it goes, you know, for the doctors that aren't quite there yet in their thinking. Okay. But that's changing. That's really changing. We're getting a number of doctors that are just, they're quite into the fact that there's things to do for our health that are even more effective in many cases than drugs and surgeries and so on.
Right.
And they're looking for those things. I don't mm-hmm. mean by this comment, you know, to tell anybody not to take their drugs and do their surgeries.
Mm-mm.
But that's the way things are going. And I think in time the informed person will use EFT before they choose to do the drugs and the mm-hmm. surgeries. And the informed doctor will at least give that a shot first.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Gary, we already have a caller, so I want to take Sedar from Toronto before we go to break. Sedar, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, do you have a question for Gary?
Hi, yes. Gary, first, I thank you for discovering this amazing technique. I benefited a great deal from many issues, but one thing that I haven't gotten over it, I would like to ask you.
Yes.
At age 4 and 5, a few things happened in my life. I remember them, but perhaps I frozen them. They don't make any headline, or I don't have emotional charge about them, except I get it through dreams. But whenever I tap on that period of time, I don't make any progress.
How do you know you don't make progress?
Because the symptoms that I dealt with coming back.
Well, okay, I may have misunderstood your question, Sedar. My understanding was you had some emotional issues clear back at age 4 or 5.
Yes.
That you don't have any charge on now. I would presume that's because your system has managed to repress them, so you're not really noticing the charge.
Okay.
But you're also telling me you have some physical symptoms that you think the two are linked with it. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, and so therefore you will do EFT on what you think is the core issue under your physical symptoms?
Yes.
And you're not noticing your physical symptoms?
The physical symptom goes away, but comes back. They
okay.
come back.
The mere fact that it goes away, by the way, is very encouraging because you're not using any medications to do that.
No.
You're not using anything else. You're just simply addressing emotional issues and balancing the subtle energies in the body. And these symptoms are fading. I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now that's good. So your quandary is, gee whiz, I do that once, and then later on they show up again. Well, that's indicative, and this is just part of the art of this process. That's indicative of the fact that you have more emotional issues still. Either you have not completely collapsed the ones you think are core issues, or you have other, we call them aspects, that are showing up. And they are showing up in your symptoms, and so you need to search some more for this. I mean, that's where our real artists, of which Carol is certainly one, our real artists at this, you know, dig around and they find out, you know, what could be causing all of this. And as soon as once you've found it, and you can verify this yourself, Carol, I think
mm-hmm.
once you find it, and you start using EFT on it. You get magic happens often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like you don't get that much headwind. You don't get that much headwind. All of a sudden, oh, we found it. Tap, 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 and the symptom goes away. Mm-hmm. The emotional issue goes away, and everything.
Sedar, we need to go to a break, but I think it's a great point because so many people will make some headway and then slip back, make some headway, and the evidence is there that you've got something else you need to work on. I think that Gary is just pointing you in that direction. But I appreciate you calling in, and Gary, we're going to go to a short break right now, and we'll come back and pick up on this topic when we return. Thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get Power Healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how Power Healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 7 years of not having my best friend to play with.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Millions of people suffer from chronic pain every year. If you or someone you know are one of the millions that suffer from ongoing pain, then you need to tune into the Pain Management Strategy Hour with Dr. Peter Reiswig and Dr. Paul Leo. The doctors will discuss the problem of chronic pain in the United States and the challenges that patients and physicians face in treating pain. This interactive talk show will focus on the modern interventional techniques that are available to people who suffer from a wide variety of pain conditions. Get the direct answers to your questions from the experts. That's Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Carol Look, and I invite you to sign up for my free newsletter, Attracting Abundance, by going to carollook.com. And I have with me today the founder of EFT, Gary Craig, at emofree.com, and we're talking about why EFT works with pain and physical ailments. And Gary, I thought we'd pick up on the point just about how all of us can have a tendency or can have a weak point in our body that tends to show our emotional conflicts or tends to talk to us, communicate with us when we're under stress. What would you say about that?
Well, we were touching on that with Sadar, but, you know, the classic example is people will carry tension in their shoulders and necks. And so whenever they're not having tension, well, their shoulders and necks are fine. When they are having tension, like at work, et cetera, all these things get really tight, et cetera. That would be the equivalent of a weak point in the body. That would be a place where tension or emotional issues show up physically. Now, but for other people, it isn't just the neck and the shoulders. It might show up as a headache. It might show up as a backache. It might show up in all kinds of places. And the thing to recognize with EFT, because it is so efficient at being able to take care of emotional issues, if you take care of an emotional issue and a physical symptom goes away, and yet another day shows up again, that's much more likely that there's some other emotional issue that is not resolved yet. So that point in your body, the lower back, the headache, the neck and shoulders or whatever, is your barometer that says, ah, listen, I've got something, I've got some emotional issue kicking around that I need to resolve here, and your body is telling you that. It's like waving a flag at you. So it's really nice to know. If it, quote, comes back, it's inaccurate to say, well, EFT doesn't work.
Right.
And that's really inaccurate. It's
mm-hmm.
it's we haven't gotten it all yet, or we are now signaling more to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people come and say, oh, no, I'm not going to, it has nothing to do with emotions. Let's just work with the symptoms. And EFT gets very far with symptoms as well.
Oftentimes.
You can make, you know, incredible progress with that.
Oftentimes, but I find, and usually that's the case, actually, but I find when we're stopped there and we don't tend to get much results with symptoms,
mm-hmm.
we got to start looking for that emotional driver, because that's really what the issue is.
I had a client call me. She had had a terrible car accident years ago, and we did one session, and there was no follow-up. She didn't want to do a second session. She just wanted to try it out, and she said, this is my first pain-free hour in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's information. Now, we worked on guilt, we worked on anger, we worked on hurt, and she was actually pain-free. As I say, I don't know what happened in follow-up, but that's huge as far as feedback to her emotionally and her body. She had been through every test, had tried every kind of medication and every kind of treatment for her back, shoulders, and legs from the car accident.
Sure.
And the energy system is what triggered this progress forward and finally being pain-free for at least the time we had the session.
Well, I'll give you a parallel example. I was just visiting yesterday over the phone doing a session with a lady with advanced multiple sclerosis. And she was in her wheelchair, and her knees were burning and painful, and she gave me all kinds of, they were congested and they were stiff, and she gave me all kinds of adjectives for how they were feeling. And on a scale of 0 to 10, they were at an 8. And, you know, they rarely got below a 6. You know, they're usually between 6 and 10 all the time, all the time, all the time. And so I think it took us maybe 20 minutes with a few rounds of EFT, and they got down to, the left one was down to a 1 and the right one was down to a 2. Hadn't been there for years, you know, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how it is today, I don't know. I'm going to talk to her today or tomorrow and we'll find out. But it would not surprise me to find that that didn't, quote, hold, that there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're still painful for her. And that's because there's so many emotional issues with her that it shows up in these various places. And as far as I can tell, is the driver behind why she has MS in the first place.
Mm. And we do want to encourage people, if you're new to EFT and you're just trying it out, do not give up. Please, please be persistent, because, you know, we and thousands of other practitioners have just found incredible relief and emotional freedom and physical freedom through using this acupuncture system. We're not using needles. We're using a tapping, a light tapping on the acupuncture meridian.
Sure.
Now, Gary, we have another caller. We have Roland. Go ahead. Do you want to say something before Roland?
Yeah, just before that, for those who are newcomers out here or you know, to this process, you can go to our website at emofree.com. It's emofree.com. And we have there a free Get Started package. It's a 79-page manual that you can download for free. It gives you all the basics, and it also puts you on our very popular email list. Our email newsletter list comes out, you know, every 4 or 5 days, and has lots of case histories, tips, how-tos, and all of that. So I would invite you to do that.
Which is fantastic. I think the beginner's manual is just superb. And then in the newsletter, there's case after case, story after story. You can go through the email-free website and find articles about the history, about theory, about other perspectives. So I think it's just a resource that's incredible for newcomers as well as those of us who've been around the EFT field for a while.
And Carol is one of our more prolific writers on that, too, as contributors.
It's time for me to write another article. I've got a weight loss one coming. She's lost 32 pounds and counting and wanted me to write it up. So we have Roland calling in. Roland, do you have a question for Gary?
Yes, my name is Roland, and Gary, you and I spoke very briefly a couple of weeks ago. I'm an early person with EFT.
Uh-huh.
My question is this. If you're working with another person, do they have to do the tapping, or do you do the tapping?
Or you could do it either way. A lot of people just simply do it themselves, you know, and especially when you're working with somebody over the phone, they must tap themselves, okay? Now, if you watch me on stage, especially in our latter videos, you will see me where I tend to do the tapping for the person. Happens most regularly. And the only reason for that is I have found on infrequent occasions, people will get better headway, make more progress, if someone else is doing the tapping, like me, for example. That's because it's something to do with the human connection, I think. But I have had, it doesn't happen a lot, but there are a few cases where I've just basically given stop when they tap themselves. And then if I do the tapping for them, all of a sudden, here come the results where they didn't get there before. Just something about that. Small percentage, but the reason I tend to do that for people, you know, when I'm on film and on stage, you know, teaching, is because I don't know if this person needs to have me tap on them or not, but the odds are a little bit better if I tap for them. So, but basically, it really doesn't matter.
Right, I do it. I do the tapping, Roland. I'm a certified social worker, and my doctorate's in hypnosis, and I'm not supposed to touch my clients. So I keep my distance physically, and I teach them how to do it, and they mirror me. And I think it helps them learn how to do it. They get some confidence in how to do it. And then they go home, and I ask them to have homework assignments and to work on themselves. If they need help, sometimes I'll help them. But mostly, and I do so much over the phone also, mostly I teach them how to do it visually and just watch them, and they watch me and go through the rounds that way. So it's really, it's up to you personally, and up to, some of your clients will have strong reactions and will not want you to touch them. And others will want you, others won't feel confident, will say, please, could you do the tapping on me? So you have to be a little flexible with that rather than so much a rule.
May I ask you another quick question?
Yes.
Do you find most of this related, most of the problems people have related to psychological problems?
You mean are most of their physical problems related
physical
to psychological problems?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say for sure. Remember, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
However, it wouldn't surprise me to find that the driving force behind most physical serious diseases is unresolved emotional issues. In fact, the serious diseases workshops that I give, and I got one coming up here in Connecticut soon, are conducted under the assumption, rightly or wrongly, but under the assumption that the driving cause of the various things we work with, the diseases we work with, is indeed unresolved emotions. That's what we come from. We always come from that. And boy, if you just look at the percentage of times that we get, you know, really substantial headway in one session or two sessions, something like that, with very serious stuff, you would be persuaded in that direction, I think.
Yes, I would say, Roland, I have never met an ailment or a pain or an illness that wasn't at least exacerbated by anxiety, fear, and frustration, you know, after the fact. So how much is contributing, you know, unresolved trauma, we don't know, and we could never figure that out. But Gary, on stage, uses the toughest case. I mean, Gary, you go for Mount Everest. I mean, you start with people who've actually, many doctors have given up on them and said, you're never going to get better.
Yes, correct.
And I would say the percentage of severe trauma that your clients reveal on stage is very, very interesting.
Oh, almost always there's some really, really
mm-hmm.
important unresolved trauma from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big rejections, accidents, abuse, sexual abuse, all this kind of stuff unfolds, and it just kicks around in the system.
Early parental death, yes.
You know, all of that. Mm-hmm. And so I want to emphasize something I just said early on when we first started this, and that is, you see, we're going in doors that the Western healing professions have basically ignored. We're going the energetic doors, and we're going in the unresolved emotional doors. And we're just finding things that those who have ignored this stuff haven't found. You know?
Right.
That's because we're the only ones, I won't say the only ones, but, you know, we're, mm-hmm. we're one of the few people inside those doors, you know, and we're
right.
finding a lot.
Thank you, Roland, very much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So, Gary, we're going to go to break in just a minute, but again, for everyone listening, we are not doctors. We're just talking about this astounding technique, emotional freedom technique. You can find out more about it on the emofree.com website. I'm speaking with Gary Craig, the founder. And we have just, we and many, many thousands of other practitioners have had incredible success with using this technique with pain, ailment, illnesses, chronic illnesses. And we'll continue to talk about this subject when we return. Thank you.
helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Are you happy with your health? Do you feel that conventional medicine doesn't work for you? Migrate yourself from everyday healthcare to the holistic health lifestyle by tuning into the Holistic Health Hotline with Raina Ganji, Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. It's the show that'll take you on a journey every week through the various modalities comprising a true holistic approach to health and wellness. Topics will range from reflexology and body balancing to menopause and male dysfunction. Issues will be covered from both Native American and global perspectives. You'll also learn more about how your body, mind, and spirit relate to our universal connection. So join us Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Holistic Health Hotline with Raina Ganji, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hot Leads for Change, an NLP and Ericksonian hypnosis perspective with hosts Dr. Rachel Hott and Stephen Leeds will be exploring the ways in which we think, feel, and act in our personal and professional lives. Listeners will have an opportunity to learn from experts in the field of neuro-linguistic programming, Ericksonian hypnosis, coaching, and other transformational models. This reality radio show will take you on a journey where you will be healing your past, shaping your future, and living more fully in the present moment. So tune into Hot Leads for Change, an NLP and Ericksonian Hypnosis Perspective with hosts Dr. Rachel Hott and Stephen Leeds every Monday at noon Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Have a question or comment? Call the show right now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look at carollook.com, and I'm with Gary Craig, EFT founder, at emofree.com, and I encourage you all to download his free manual and get his starter package and read as many articles and case studies about EFT as you possibly can. Just immerse yourself in this, in the writings about it and see if it is the right technique for you. So, Gary, more on emotional issues connected to physiological problems. What more can we tell our audience?
In my experience, to look for those things first.
To go in that door first.
Yeah, as a cause, because simply tapping on your energy system is so much less invasive than other medical techniques. And again, I'm not telling you not to take your drugs, etc. But I am saying, give this a shot. We have all kinds of people who are being weaned off of drugs and have avoided having surgeries and so on as a result of doing this. The body gets pretty miraculous in some of the stuff that it does.
When you give it a chance, and I think that's part of what the EFT and the tapping mechanism does, is allows the body to go back to its normal healing brilliance.
Yeah, if you'll think about it for a second, let's just take someone who's had an unresolved emotional issue, some abusive issues from their childhood, and they've, quote, learned to live with it, unquote. It doesn't mean it's resolved. That means they've manage to sweep it under the rug and, quote, live with it, but it still seethes under the surface. And it causes, metaphorically, a little, I said, internal war going on. There's a conflict, you know. For example, I'm supposed to love my father, but he abused me so much, you know, how can I possibly do that? And that kind of conflict that goes around, it starts to take your health. I mean, it takes a lot of energy and stuff that could go towards, you know, more healthy profiles. Instead, it's just being sucked in the wrong direction. That's the kind of thing we resolve, and you get rid of that little war, and peace comes in the system. You smile more, you know, your body feels better. Mm. Some of the aches and pains go away, the symptoms fade, you breathe better, and on it goes, you know.
On it goes, and your entire system certainly benefits from that. As you say, the breathing, I love when you do the demonstrations of someone having restricted breathing. So much comes from that, and you're not even getting right to the emotional conflict that may be their biggie, but you work with them about restricted breathing, and so much changes.
Yeah.
Right, and that, you know, we all hold our feelings and our conflicts in our breathing. That's been clear. And even Freud would talk about, you know, somatization has been around, the term has been around forever, which means we put into our body our emotional conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, if you're human, you have to do it. So I don't want anyone to feel singled out either. We all do it. We will all continue to do it. It's how the human is built at the moment.
Sure.
So,
well, speaking of breathing, when I was doing my serious diseases workshop in Dallas, there was a fellow that raised his hand, and I had time for one more person to work with, and he had cystic fibrosis, which I didn't even know what it was. I'd certainly heard of it, but remember, I'm not a doctor. I didn't know what the thing was. But he came up, and basically, you know, he had the physical therapist that followed him around wherever he went, and he had to pound on his chest a couple times a day to loosen up phlegm, so he had to expel that or else he was in trouble. And he had a very difficult time breathing. And you'll see this on the films when they come out. His breathing just gets with after the EFT and the tapping. It's just dramatically changed. Mm. I mean, it's just dramatically taking these huge deep breaths he couldn't take before. And he called me, this is about 2 months later, telling me that breathing improvement was still with him, which is interesting. You have a case, you know, a dramatic case with a fellow with migraine headache.
The migraine.
You know.
Yes, actually, we have I'd love to talk about that in the next segment. We have Rick from California calling in to ask you a question.
Okay. Hi, Rick.
Hi, this is, thank you, Carol. Thank you, Craig. I just want to acknowledge you're doing a tremendous job.
Good,
thank you.
I've gone through the 13 DVDs, the EFT course that I ordered, and I've been having a struggle teaching my kid or tapping on my kid who had a severe suicidal post-traumatic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the at the point now where I have to find another EFT practitioner so he can. I thought there may be a wall between us too.
Well, Rick, I would just like to put my voice in on this one. I do not recommend doing it on your closest family members, especially your children your parents. We do have so many conflicts with wanting them to get better and wanting them to do it a certain way, so I highly recommend, as a clinician, you're seeking out proper professional help for him. Anyone who has that, a suicidal depression, I would not do an at-home job with that, so I highly recommend you seeking someone.
Thank you very much. Got it. Very clear.
Okay, Rick.
Can I have another question?
I
want to send a couple of tapes to my son, and I don't know which one, the EFT course or the borrowing benefits. I'd like to get both. What, for a layman?
Well, the EFT course is the one everybody should have. That's the foundation for everything.
Okay.
The borrowing benefits is, to me, one of the more striking innovations in the healing profession has happened in a long time. Basically, you know, you don't even have to know how to do EFT. You don't need to even know the basics.
Okay.
There's an instructional piece that goes with it to give you a little bit of the basics, but basically what you do the rest of the time is you watch these very entertaining, very intriguing personal sessions with people, and you tap along with them on your own issues, even though the issues that you'll be watching on the screen are different. And you're borrowing benefits. And, you know, I've had audiences do this you know, hundreds of people in a room, and 95% raise their hand when we're done, saying that they have an improvement, a very noticeable improvement, to the complete cessation of whatever they were dealing with as a result of just borrowing benefits. So it's a very easy way to do it. It's entertaining. A lot of it's humorous, and that may be a really good start for your son.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you very much. More power to you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
The migraine case you were mentioning, Gary, it's so funny. My doorman was looking bleary-eyed one day of my office building, and I said, what's the matter? And he said, oh, just another migraine. He said, I've had them for 25, 30 years. He'd had them since he was a 7-year-old. And I said, come on up on your break. And in between sessions, he came up from being a doorman from downstairs, and we did tapping for 25 minutes, maybe at the most. And he went home and did it by himself every day. He kept up with it. And since then, and I think it's now been 6.5 years, he's never had a migraine, never had a headache above a 2 or a 3, and his migraines were always 8s, 9s, and 10s, and he had them weekly and often daily for 25 years.
From weekly for 25 years, almost nothing, and no drugs.
No drugs.
Now, there's a huge message there. There's a huge message there that people need to get, I think.
Now, the other message is that his mother, who also has had these migraines now for 60 years, because she's 20 years older than he is, won't do the tapping, even though she has seen her son have this relief for the first time in his life.
Sure.
And she said, no, I don't want to do that. And that's what many of us also run into, is that there are conflicts about giving up our problems, our health issues, our ways of getting attention, our ways of communicating. You know, sometimes people use health issues as a way to communicate. It's like a currency.
Sure.
So that's my favorite case, because also I didn't get into complicated emotional reasons with him. I just kept tapping. And
sometimes it works that cleanly. Sometimes all there is just disruptions in the free flow of the energy, and that's all there is. And tap, 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 and next thing you know, your jaw drops. I mean, our videos we have are just loaded with that, wall to wall with that, over and over and over again. And our practitioners see it all the time.
Right. Well, it's like the veterans video, when you have the people, you know, they have seen and heard and been a part of more trauma possible from the Vietnam War, and you kept with them and kept with them, and sure enough, after a few rounds and after several rounds, their phobias that they've had for years were gone. The smoking, the guy who quit smoking, and didn't have, it was just incredible to watch.
Well, they're traumatic memories, you know, that translated into nightmares, just sort of faded. Most of these fellows had what you'd call intrusive memories. Those of you walking down the street, and all of a sudden, bingo, here comes just a disastrous memory from the war experience. And sometimes they don't know how to handle it. And they go what it would appear to other people to be berserk.
Yes.
And we've had them go from that stage. And this is right on film. One of them was Robert. And Robert had this very intense thing that he described there. And he ended up yawning about it. Because, I mean, he wasn't being disrespectful. It just no longer had the charge anymore.
Yes,
know?
It's not like people, someone said to me once, oh, does that mean you get amnesia? No, it doesn't mean you get amnesia.
No.
It means the memory is put where it belongs, the charge is taken off of it, we know it happened, but it no longer runs your life.
Sure. It's something like falling off your bicycle when you were 10 and hurting yourself. It's not that you forget it, but it's just put in perspective. You know, it's just there's no charge anymore. You know, every time you see a bicycle, your heart doesn't start pounding.
Right, that's a post-traumatic stress. Like all these people from hurricanes and earthquakes and the tsunami and 9/11. There's a lot of opportunity for trauma and reactions after the trauma.
Sure.
Well, we're going to go to break in just a little bit, but I encourage everyone again to go to emofree.com, Gary's wonderful website. And has hundreds, thousands of articles and case histories and talking back and forth about EFT and what it can do. And I just recommend that, as well as the beginner's package. And Gary has a free weekly, or it comes out twice a week, I guess now, newsletter that you can sign up that's free and just get lots of information. And I also offer a free newsletter called Attracting Abundance with EFT. And I just highly recommend them both. So, Gary, we'll go to a short break now and come back and finish up our talk about why EFT works with pain and physical ailments.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Every day we are at war. No, not just in Iraq, but also at home. Our nation's men, women, and children are losing the war against cancer. But this war can be won. You can learn how to fight this war by tuning in to the Cancer Prevention Hour with Dr. Samuel Epstein. Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America. Dr. Epstein is the leading authority on the causes and prevention of cancer, on which he has published numerous articles and 12 books, including his 2005 Cancer Gate, How to Win the Losing Cancer War. Each week, Dr. Epstein will tell you the truth about the losing cancer war, and he will give you information on a wide range of avoidable causes of cancer. What you don't know can kill you. We will also be told how to become an activist in fighting the cancer war. If you would like to learn more about all this, visit Dr. Epstein's 2005 prize-winning book, Cancer Gate. Call Baywood Publishing at 1-800-638-7819. So please join us every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Cancer Prevention Hour with Dr. Samuel Epstein, right here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm speaking with Gary Craig of emofree.com, and Gary is the founder of Emotional Freedom Techniques, this acupressure technique we are talking about today to relieve emotional pain and also physical pain and alleviate physical ailments. However, neither Gary nor I are doctors, so please do not replace normal and appropriate medical treatment with this technique that we're talking about. You must consult your medical health professionals. Welcome back, Gary. I thought we would talk about allergies. We get a lot of questions and a lot of interest in allergic work with EFT.
And a lot of people have allergies, you know, it is really delightful to work with somebody with an allergy. I've done this on, you know, right on camera with lots of people. All of a sudden, they couldn't smell perfume without just breaking out into all kinds of, you know, rashes and headaches and all kinds of responses, and tap, tap, tap for a few minutes, and they're taking the deepest breath they possibly can. That happened in a case in Dallas. We have a case, in fact, I would urge people listening in who are interested in allergies to go to our website and pull up, just put in allergies in our search engine, and you'll find a case there where a fellow by the name of Andy Mason work with his wife. Now, Andy's not even a professional EFTer, but he knows how to do the process. And he worked with his wife, and he collapsed 80, 80, that's 8 times 10 allergies that she had. And she doesn't have any response to them, any negative response to them whatsoever. And it's just fascinating how that can happen. You know, no drugs, no inhalants, no nothing like that to take care of it. And we've had, I can't really say that anybody who has an allergy who goes tap, tap, tap is all of a sudden not going to have the allergy, but the percentage is so high, especially if you have any kind of skills with this at all, that to not do it is just to not understand.
Right. And often people say, well, how would you tap not just on the symptom but go further? And I say to them, well, if your body has an allergy, it is summoning its immune response because it feels like it's being attacked. When have you ever felt attacked? And then we go into, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 20 years ago, and then you've got emotional drivers that may have contributed to some kind of allergic response.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day that had an allergy to wheat. And as we talked about it, you know, there was a rejection, a big-time rejection they had. It happened to be on the, you know, on a baseball team, and the coach, you know, really rejected the guy. He was sitting there eating a sandwich with wheat bread on it at the time. And
that's
so somehow or other, his system associates those two. Yeah. And he has an aversion, an allergic reaction to wheat ever since. Tap, tap, tap on the wheat, you know, the wheat allergy, and it fades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interesting.
Hard to ignore, again, those responses. Now we have another caller. We have Daniel from Portland. Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Daniel.
Welcome. Do you have a question for Gary?
Well, thank you. Mr. Craig, it is an absolute pleasure to get on the radio show and really to talk to you, because I really heard about you through the Mercola website, and I then bought your EFT course. And I went through it, and I tell you what, it's just an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I can't believe I'm really calling in and talking to you. So
well, thank you for that, but try calling me Gary instead of Mr. Craig, okay?
Okay, Gary. Okay, I'll do
that. What's your question, Daniel?
Gary, yes, I've got a question for you. You know, I was just wondering, let's say I have a migraine. Is it just as simple as a setup phrase saying, even though I have this migraine, I deeply and completely love myself, as I'm rubbing on my spot and my chest?
And doing all the rest of the tapping points that are part of the procedure. Is it that simple? Let me say it this way. It can be that simple. Oftentimes with physical ailments, you can tap right directly on the ailment itself, the headache, you know, the sore shoulder, the whatever it may be, and it'll lift. But if it doesn't, that's a big clue that there's an emotional driver behind it. And then, then you have to play detective and find the emotional driver.
Gotcha. And that leads me to my other question, and I think you guys touched on it briefly, but if I'm just doing this by myself and not having any help talking to somebody like yourself or a psychologist who practices EFT, how would I myself identify these hidden associations?
Well, sometimes you can just simply tap and tap and tap and tap, and believe it or not, sometimes these memories just sort of show up, these associations show up. It's just kind of interesting how that does that. The other thing you can do, there's two ways you can go about it. You can say, well, what does this remind me of?
I love that question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and just sit back and listen, and it can remind you of. It could have been an argument you had with your mother when you were 8 years old. Okay, that just may show up. Okay, and that would be an unresolved thing, and go for that. The other thing you can do is say, well, okay, now when did my headaches start? When did my migraine headaches start? Uh-huh. Well, okay, I'm 54 years old now, and I remember my first one was when I was in college at about 23, and I had a girlfriend that dumped me, and I never did get over that. Okay, now you have a clue. No, that doesn't mean that is the driver. But at least now you have a clue. What happened just prior to the onset of these symptoms? You know, and that's a door to walk in. You can give that a shot.
I see. And then what you're saying is, and then that may lead to something else, and I just find the connecting points. Right?
Sure. And sometimes it's just simply important to have someone who's really expert at this, like Carol, for example, that can look at things objectively outside of you. Sometimes we can't see our own stuff. We're too close to it, you know.
2 points, right. Daniel. 2 points from me, I would say, is it's hard to be the patient and doctor at the same time. So if it is better for you to consult someone to do this, definitely. The other thing is be more specific. I would not just say, even though I have this migraine, I would identify where the pain is, even though I have this pulsing pain behind my left eye.
Yes, yes, yeah, amen.
Be very, very, very specific, and then keep going. Don't give up. Keep going, and you'll bump
I've got one more question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've just got one more question. I'm not sure if I'm rubbing the right spot on my chest. You know, I'm just not sure where I rub my chest.
Okay.
Well, Daniel, we can't do that over the radio. You could certainly try the karate chop spot, which is a very good substitute.
Okay.
Okay.
All
thanks for calling, Daniel.
And it's easy to find.
Yes. Thank you. Also, Gary, the fibromyalgia case that you and I had talked about, and I wrote up for your website, is this woman. We did weight loss, and she had terrible fibromyalgia, but she was also incredibly overweight. And we never tapped on cravings for food. We never tapped for overeating. We tapped on her emotional issues over and over again about how she was the identified patient in the family, about how she didn't feel good enough, about how she was afraid, all sorts of traumas that happened. And not only did she lose 110 pounds and has kept it off now for 2 years, she said to me in an email, oh, by the way, I don't have fibromyalgia anymore.
Sure.
And what do you mean, by the way, I don't have it? We may have worked on shoulder pain once, but we didn't work on that as a strict, you know, as a concrete issue, the symptoms of fibromyalgia. But it went away as she continued to clear herself and feel better and work on these emotional conflicts that were clearly getting in the way of all sorts of health issues for her.
Oh, sure. That's just another example of, you know, getting to these emotional issues and watching physical stuff start to subside, you know.
Right. So again, for our listeners, emofree.com, E-M-O-F-R-E-E.com, for Gary Craig's website and his free newsletter and thousands. Is that too much, thousands? No, I think it's probably thousands.
We're well over 1,000. Hundreds, clearly. You know, I haven't counted them for a while, but there's a lot of them.
Hundreds of cases and case studies and articles and theories and background from all sorts of people from different professions. And then you can reach me through carollook.com, and I have a free newsletter called Attracting Abundance with EFT. And we just, both Gary and I, welcome you. Please invite you to study EFT, study the tapes that he's got, that he offers, and study the procedure and practice with it, and really know, hopefully, you know, I really think it'll open up your mind and open up another door for physical healing as well as, of course, emotional healing. That would be my last word on the subject. And Gary, thank you so much for joining me again.
Oh, yes.
I know you've helped the hundreds and hundreds of listeners, and I just hope everyone can keep an open mind and look at the materials and try it and see where they get. Many newcomers are having amazing shifts and real progress using this technique with the energy system. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Gary.
Yes.
And I'll hear you all, be with you all again next week at 3 o'clock on Monday. Thank you.
It was a delight.
We hope you enjoyed Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Be sure to come back next Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another hour of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.